Redline Synthetic Oil has been building the world's finest motor oil, gear oil, and additives, like our popular water wetter, for over 30 years. Think we're just for racers? Think again. Redline has the multi-grade viscosity available for your domestic, European, or Japanese vehicle. From 0W20 to 5W30, even 10W60, Redline motor oils are specifically designed to exceed the factory's demands, giving you longer drain intervals at lower oil temperatures. Is your off-the-shelf motor oil missing the zinc you need to protect your camshaft? Every bottle of Redline motor oil has more than enough zinc to suit your engine's needs. The same ester-based stocks found in Redline motor oil are also in our gear oils for manual transmissions and differentials. Known around the globe as the best in protection, regardless of price. Check us out at redlineoil.com to find a dealer or even buy online. Racing technology engineered for the street. That's Redline Oil.
The following is a presentation of Redline Synthetic Oil. WFO at the Big Go with Joe Costello. Take a walk through the Nitro Pits as WFO Radio brings the U.S. Nationals to you. Racing fans from around the world, strap in and hold on. It's time to go WFO at the Big Go. Here's your host, Joe Costello.
WFO Radio, presented by Redline Oil from the Chevrolet Performance U.S. Nationals. The press conference for the Traxxas Nitro Shootout in Top Fuel is getting ready to start. Let's take a listen.
Hold on. But we have to run Tony first round.
I was going
to
bring that up.
Which is not cool, because we don't want to race our teammate first round for $100,000. But you know what? That means we're going to have a DSR car definitely in second round. Hopefully it's that battery extender Schumacher electric car.
So let me ask you this just real quickly. When is a good time to race Tony Schumacher? For the last 15 years, I've never heard anybody go, oh, thank God we got Tony.
No, you're exactly right. I mean, he's the Sarge. I mean, he's the guy that's had the most championships, the most wins, and that's why he has so many championships. That's why he's Tony Schumacher. He has U.S. Army on the car. When you have a sponsor like U.S. Army, it's our army, our government. I mean, it doesn't get any bigger than that. I mean, and they're also our associate sponsor and Antron's associate sponsor, but it doesn't matter who our teammates are, who the other guys in the other lane. You want to win. You want to beat his guts out just like you want to win, beat anybody. And especially when it's your teammate or when it's Tony. Sorry, Tony, but I want to win, bro.
What Tony does not have is a Traxxas Nitro Shootout trophy. Let's go to the guy sitting right next to him, the guy that won it all last year. Sean Langdon, you now make your home in this part of the world. I know you consider this your home racetrack. You could have never dreamed when you were first watching your dad race or driving junior dragsters that someday you'd have a weekend like you did last weekend or last year. You could have never dreamed that someday you'd have a weekend like you had last year at this event where you won the Traxxas Shootout, came back on Monday and won again.
Yeah, that was definitely an ideal weekend. You know, when you script out the weekend and you think about, you set goals for yourself, to be able to accomplish them all at this point in my career, racing against the competition that I am right now, it's at its all-time high. And every car out here, all eight of these cars in the Traxxas Shootout, very deserving to get in. I feel the eight of the best cars that are in their class right now. And what better way to settle out the score than race for 100,000?
I think it's kind of interesting. We always get to these big races and talk about every matchup like this could be a final round. Your first round matchup was a final round just a couple of events ago. You're going to go up against a teammate just like Spencer, and you know the quality of that team.
Yeah, exactly. They've got our number the last couple times we've run, but we're going to try to get them back a little bit, a little payback.
So are you going to lie like Spencer, like, oh, if we can't win it, I hope my teammate does, or are you just here to kick Belushi's butt and get on with it, get more money?
I'll help Belushi load his trailer in the car.
Or there
the
you
car
go.
And trailer, yeah.
That's the kind of thing we want to hear. Sean Langdon, ladies and gentlemen, won it all last year. Wish you the best of luck again tomorrow.
Thank you, guys.
Sitting right next to Sean is Brittany Forrest, driver of the Castrol Edge machine. As I mentioned, she won her way in via the vote and lottery last year. Brittany, making it in via the vote and lottery is wonderful. This year, you have a car that has the performance you could win this. Three final rounds already, very solid standing in the points. I firmly believe, and I mean this in the nicest possible way, you are a much bigger threat this year than you were last year because your team has proven that the performance has come up.
thank you. I definitely believe that. Looking at where we were last year and comparing it to this year, the Castrol Edge team, we're way ahead of ourselves, and I'm so proud of the team. We've been to 3 finals, and that's just been outstanding for our team. I'm very excited about it and hoping to do some damage this weekend.
How's your confidence level in the car now, knowing you have a car that can go out there and run those numbers? All you have to do is relax and get your job done. And obviously, you've got what? You know, this is a really loud sport. And obviously, you've got what? An extra 100 runs now on your experience list when you go into this Traxxas shootout that you didn't have last year.
Oh, it definitely helps. More seat time, the more comfortable I feel. The same with my team, you know. The more time we go down the track, it just makes me feel more comfortable as a driver, and I'm hoping we'll get that much closer. But, I mean, till this day, I don't think I'll ask any of these guys up here, but I don't know if they'll tell me the truth, but I still get nervous. Every time I get in the car, I don't think the butterflies will ever go away, but that's okay. I'm fine with that as long as we go around.
And at least since you don't have a teammate, we know that you can just say, hey, I came to kick everybody's butt. I'm not rooting for anybody, right?
Absolutely.
We wish you the best of luck in your next start in the Traxxas Nitro Shootout. Khaled Al-Balooshi, who sits right next to her, also making his first start after not making the Traxxas Nitro Shootout a couple of years. You didn't waste any time this year. It's like, Pomona, get it done, get us in. You have known longer than anybody that you would be here running for the money.
Yeah, I am super lucky. I'm the first guy to make the Traxxas Shootout this year.
You have to race your teammate first round, which I know hasn't how you liked it, but are you going to help him load the trailer after you kick his butt?
Yeah, I think we are on it, you know. Don't worry about Sean, you know, who's Sean, and he won last year. Maybe I'm super lucky. Last year I raced Anton, this year I raced Sean, you know. Always I've been racing the... Last year here I raced Anton, this year I've been racing Sean, you know, always I've been racing the champion, you know. If I lose, oh yeah, I lose the champion, but if I win, you know, I take her out from who, you know.
What will the morning be like tomorrow when you come in, when you know you've got to go up against a teammate? Do you just, like, put the fences up between the two trailers? You stay over there, I'll stay over here?
You know, really I don't care about him, you know. I've been doing my job. I don't see who's on this next line, you know.
Well, just like the Schumacher team, we know one of the Allanabi cars is going to go to round 2 because they'll match up in the first round. Sitting right next to him is the guy that comes in as the number 1 seed. Based on the performance numbers that you have put up all year long, driver of the Mack Tools machine, Doug Coletta, with all that you have accomplished in the sport, this is one thing you don't have on the resume yet. Of course, there's only been 2 of them, but you look this year like you may have the best car in the field. I mean, point leader says a lot about your team's performance.
Yeah, we're real excited, everybody on my team. You know, we missed the Traxxas Shootout last year, and we ended up winning after the event down in Dallas, but super excited to be in this Traxxas Shootout. I mean, you know, we appreciate everything Traxxas does for our sport, and you know, it's great that we have the opportunity to go for the $100,000. It's a big paycheck for us. You know, it's one of those deals you definitely are going to be up on a wheel trying to make it happen, and you know, it's again, just real fortunate to be in it again, or be in it this year.
They're getting ready to stage those funny cars. We'll let them go ahead and do that. You want me to go ahead and answer it? Dan Pomponio in the near lane, Annie Whiteley over on the far side. Q1, after the first scheduled qualifying session got rained out, these guys are now down to just 3, which makes every run that much more important. See, and you thought I just read that junk off a computer. Pomponio's going nowhere, and Annie, very nice run down the track for the Why Not team. I wish we had scoreboards in here. That'll take care of the alcohol funny car.
Nice job,
your
Alan.
Uncle and team owner, Connie, has been coming here as long as the U.S. Nationals has been here. This place, I know, is special to him, and he won't care if you're racing on Saturday, racing on Sunday, racing on Monday. Winning at Indy is always huge.
Yeah, I was fortunate enough to be here that day when he won that thing, and, you know, it was raining. We weren't sure if we were going to get it in, but it was a real big deal for Connie to win that thing, and we're super proud of him, and like you say, he's been out here a lot of years, and this would definitely be one that I'd love to put on, you know, on my shelf. And Tony here, he's the man when it comes to Indy. So we're definitely going to be giving it all our best, and you know, it'll be exciting. It'll be some great racing. You know, can't wait to get started here in a little bit with the first qualifying session.
Well, Doug will have a first. Doug will have a first-round matchup tomorrow in the Traxxas Shootout with Brittany. Let's talk to the guy sitting right next to you, Antron Brown. More wins this season than anybody else out there in Top Fuel. Obviously, your Matco boys are having a tremendous year. Is the approach any different coming in here?
You got to, I mean, definitely, you want to peak at the right time, and I feel that we're peaking at the right time. And we had a little room to spare to do a couple of things that we tried to the last couple of races and out there on the West Coast. And we zoned in and we came out with Brainerd hitting it hard. But it's just all these cars that we got in this field, Alan, is incredible. I mean, all these cars can run low 70s, mid 70s. Everybody's cutting killer on the tree. It's really anybody's race when you line up on the starting line. And you got to go up there every round with your guns blazing. If you don't, Somebody's going to shoot you before you get to shoot them, and it's been that way this whole entire year, and we're just trying to maintain. We want to go in this countdown, and this right here, this all-star race is showing you that just any of these cars sitting behind this table right now has a chance at that 100 grand. So every round for first round is like a final round for everybody. So we're going to go up there, give it everything we got, and we're not going to... We hope that we came out here testing and we prepared ourselves in a test session to get the car right. And we're going to come out and get everything we got because momentum is a key to build up when you go into countdown. So it starts here at the U.S. Nationals.
Let me ask you this real quickly since you're the king of overthinking things. How important is tonight's run? How important is tonight's run to set the tone because tomorrow's first run is competition?
Well, the thing about it is that you got to go out there and know you got to get A to B to find out what you can actually put on the racetrack for tomorrow. That's going to be the key deal. And you don't know what the weather coming in, how many runs you're going to get for qualifying. So you want to get yourself in that field. So tonight is a crucial run, and we never overthink where we're at. We just give it all we got. That's all you can do. So tonight's going to be a real, real crucial run to set yourself for the field. And to get ready for that first round eliminations tomorrow to run for that $100,000 that Trax has put up for sure.
Well, the one thing I know for sure, Antron's in good enough shape to hoist that 55-pound trophy should he happen to win it. And last but certainly not least, the winningest driver in Top Fuel history, Antron Brown, ladies and gentlemen, the winningest driver in Top Fuel history, the winningest Top Fuel driver in Indy history, and a place where he made his first start, where he's had so much success, driver of the U.S. Army car, Tony Schumacher. How important is it for you to check this off your to-do list?
Well, definitely. It is a great opportunity. It's $100,000. It's all of our hometowns. I live in Austin, but my crew chief, the crew assistant crew chief, the rest of the guys, you know, most every race team makes this race their home, and their families are going to be out here. And I think it leads the way to the race on Monday. You go out and you run good. You get more data, more rounds. You get $100,000. You get the confidence you need. And we're put in a position now where we have a chance to win Indy for the 10th time. And you just don't get that opportunity every day. It's something very special. And I think we definitely will bring our A game. But look at this. These are the same guys. And I don't know how many finals I've been in, but 100 and something. These are the guys in the other lane every day, every race. And it's just something special. These are the guys who want to race. When you put that trophy on the shelf and the Indy trophy and you beat one of these guys, it's the one that means the most because it's difficult. So to have these guys all three rounds is fantastic. It's, you know, I mean, if you can't sit up in the seat and rise to the occasion on tomorrow's race for $100,000 against this group, you don't belong in this car.
You've got Spencer first round. He said, if I can't win it, I want one of my teammates to win it. How do you feel?
I think he's right. I think it's a great idea. I'll win it. Antron, being in good shape, can hold my trophy up.
Will you help him load his trailer?
You know, that's the only part. I mean, we are a team, but what really is my dad owns three cars. Because when we race, and Forrest and the rest of the guys with teams will tell you, when you're racing, man. It's a race. They're not my teammate. They're not my best friend till after, and we're celebrating, and one of us has won and one of us has lost because these are battles. This is how we pay our mortgage, and this is how we live our life. I go home to Austin, and he goes to Indianapolis, and we have dinner with our friends, and we talk about the race. And when I get beat by Antron or any one of these guys, it's the discussion at the table. So my dad may own the three teams, but on race day, man, we're all enemies.
Well, I know, speaking of race day, you guys need to get back there, get those cars warmed up, and get ready for your first qualifying session. Thank you, everybody, for taking time out of your schedules to come be a part of this. Tomorrow, 12:30 at the Traxxas trailer, all the drivers will be there for an autograph session. And tomorrow, one of these eight will go home with $100,000, and seven guys are going to be helping the rest of them load the trailer. Or maybe not. Thank you guys all for coming out.
Big thanks to Redline Synthetic Oil for sending WFO Radio here on location in Indianapolis for the 60th Chevrolet Performance U.S. Nationals. Be sure to subscribe to the show, click on our social media, and follow closely for updates. We'll be back with more from the Big Go.
WFO at the Big Go. Get ready for takeoff, race fans. The NHRA Carolina Nationals are back at CMAX Dragway, September 12th to the 14th. There will be no speed limits. These road rockets fly down CMAX Dragway at 330 miles per hour. All the superstars. Watch Forrest, Brown, and Schumacher push the outer limits of speed. Best of all, kids are free and every ticket is a pit pass. Call 1-800-455-FANS. The NHRA Carolina Nationals, September 12th to the 14th, only at CMAX Dragway.
Frank Hawley's Drag Racing School. Whether you're a bracket racer who wants to get better or a thrill seeker looking to cross it off your bucket list, Frank Hawley's Drag Racing School can put you on the right track. Don't believe me? Tell him, Frank.
No matter how little or how much experience you have, we've got a program for you. So if driving a dragster is on your bucket list, there's no better time than now. And if you'd like to be a pro, well, here's the newest funny car chap, Jack Beckman.
Hey, this is Jack Beckman. Long before I was Fast Jack, I was a bracket racer who went to the Frank Hawley School. The time I spent there was some of the most exciting, intense, and fulfilling moments ever in a race car. I feel the curriculum Frank developed greatly helped me win not only the Super Comp, but also the NHRA Nitro Funny Car Championship. Frank put me on the right track. What are you waiting for?
Call them at 866-480-7223. That's 866-480-7223. 480-7223 or visit frankhawley.com.
Get fired up on the WFO line.
WFO, Joe.
954-889-6796.
It's been an absolute joy to be a drag racing fan.
Go wide open, and your call may be used on the show.
Or preface by saying I'm not a Kurt Busch fan or apologist. I don't know where Greg Anderson's ego is gone, but I know one person that's going to be a big-time villain in pro stock.
That's 954-889-6796. That phone line is always WFO.
Hey, everybody. The summer is here, and that means it's time to grill. Remember just a couple of months ago when you were freezing and you were thinking, I can't wait until I can get out there and grill something? Well, now you can, and if you're going to do it, you got to do it with the most awesome barbecue rubs going. Check out Rodak's Coffee and Grills.com. Marvin Rodak, a big NHRA fan and WFO radio listener, has award-winning spice rubs that you can order online or by phone. Go to Rodak's Coffee and Grills.com, 817-924-6821. I just tried two new hot sauces that he's got going. The perfect condiment if you're grilling out this summer. Also, coffee in the morning. Marvin roasts his own blends. You got to try them out. Rodak's Coffee and Grills.com. Or if you want to kick it old school, pick up the phone, dial 817-924-6821. Say, hey, Marvin, I heard about you on WFO. I want you to send me some coffee and barbecue rub, maybe some hot sauce, and it'll show up in the mail. That's 817-924-6821 for Rodak's Coffee and Grills.com.
This is WFO Radio.